Well, chances are that image you have in your head about Independence Avenue needs an update. The notion of handguns and hookers that was so often linked to the avenue is fading. In its place, a lively, friendly neighborhood on the upswing, with Somalis, Mexicans, Vietnamese, and Burmese all playing ball together, laughing together, and changing things all together. Here to talk to us about it all are Bobby Baker. She's a Northeast Kansas City Chamber of Commerce CEO and President. Bobby, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Michael Iniguez is also here. He's the co-owner of El Paso del Norte. That's a Mexican bakery and restaurant on Independence Avenue. And our producer, Danny Alexander, gives your place very high ratings. Mike, nice to have you here. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. And Bobby Baker discusses Independence Avenue as Kansas City's international marketplace tonight at the Central Branch of the Kansas City Public Library in downtown Kansas City, 14 West 10th Street. The event begins at 6:30. More information, kclibrary.org. I understand the reception before your talk will have some samples from various restaurants. What a good idea.
From a restaurants around the world right there on Independence
that'll
Avenue.
That'll draw a crowd. Well, how much is going on, Bobby, along Independence Avenue these days? I mean, can you sense a change underway? What's happening out there?
I feel a change. I think lots of folks do. The Northeast Chamber of Commerce has really stepped up their game. We have we're currently the administration agency for the Independence Avenue Community Improvement District.
Right.
So that is giving us the opportunity to, the strategy is clean, green, crime, grime, and chime. Chime being?
Chime?
Cash registers ringing with people coming and seeing what really is on Independence Avenue. The restaurants, the grocery stores, the Somali Mall, the jewelry, the hidden gems in the Northeast.
What's spurring this change, Bobby? What's going on to push all this?
Well, I think the neighborhoods are really coming together. The immigrants and the refugees are taking the challenge to dive into the business community.
Yeah. Well, Mike, this sounds pretty exciting. How exciting is it?
It's very exciting, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you see happening out there?
Exactly what Bobby says. I mean, we've actually been there for 17 years, so we've seen it from maybe some of the lowest points it's been in recent history to where we are today, and I mean, it's night and day.
Well, why did you hang in there for 17 years? I bet there were times when you wondered whether you should be or not.
You know, thankfully, my parents founded it back in 98. So thankfully for us, it's always done well. We've never had so much of a downturn as maybe some other places have had. The Hispanic community has been strong in Northeast for a long time. And we were the first Mexican bakery over there. So we never saw too much of a downturn. So we had really, by that point, you know, so many years, so much money invested. We owned the building.
Customers knew you.
Thing. Absolutely. Yeah. So you know, stick it through, and we'll get it. We'll get it right. You know, we'll bring it up together.
Yeah, Mike, you're a second generation business owner. You mentioned your parents started it, and he started there. Why?
Because of the influx of Hispanic people. So my father, I grew up in Sugar Creek, so outside of Liberty and Independence area. Yeah. My dad worked for the railroad in KCK. And over there was a pretty big Hispanic population, Mexican bakeries. And then as he would drive home, he would notice in Northeast, there's tons of Hispanic people here, but there's no businesses, there's no bakeries. Mm-hmm. And so at those times he was, you know, buying small houses, renting them out. One of his renters was a baker in KCK. Naturally, they made the plan to work together and here we are.
You know, Mike, how common is that story among the small business owners along the avenue? I imagine you're not unique in that sense.
It seems to be pretty common. It seems to be you either pass through an area or you live in an area and you just kind of see an opportunity, you know. And the nice thing about Northeast is it wasn't terribly hard to get going. You know, we bought a condemned building. So, you know, for the size of the building and the lot and the corner that we have, we paid pennies on the dollar for it. We fix it up ourselves. You know, it just took a lot of hard work and dedication. And I think that's a pretty consistent story across most of the business owners in Northeast.
So, Bobby, it's opportunity in all capital letters along the avenue here, it sounds like.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. And how much of that kind of action are you seeing? The same kind of thing that Mike described?
It still continues. We still have great opportunity for investment in the Northeast. It hasn't hit that tipping point yet, including our residential housing is still great opportunity for. We have lots of millennials moving in, lots of folks with small families, some people that are coming back. They don't want to live downtown, but they want to live near town. And we have a population in the Northeast of about 35,000 people. Mm-hmm. If you were to plot that out on a map, that would put us about the 17th largest city in the state of Missouri. So it's a very sizable population to be able to provide services and product to and never have to leave the neighborhood.
Let me get our listeners involved here. You know, if you've been along Independence Avenue in recent months and can vouch for this change we're talking about today, give us a shout. I want to hear from you and know, see and hear what you're seeing out there. 816-235-2888 is our phone number. Again, 816-235-2888, or tweet us at KCUR up to date. So why is it working? Why are all these different folks getting along so well, Bobby? And why is the cooperative spirit so rich out there?
I think everybody is just really ready to come together, ready for a change, ready to put their roots into the Northeast and stay there. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, we really do have to cooperate, change the mentality, and work together on growing our space, our place, and making it our very own.
You know, you really do get a sense that people, more and more people, want to sample a wider array, a diversity of foods and products, much more so than we're used to these days.
I agree. I just recently shared some experiences with my grandchildren on food experiences that they've only, other than hamburgers, French fries, they've only eaten Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
So now they really are starting to experience the world.
Mm-hmm. What kind of food do you serve? Take us on a little tour of your bakery. What kinds of foods are you offering up there, Mike?
Okay, so we originally started as just a Mexican bakery, which is traditional Mexican pastries, rolls, that kind of thing.
They're all in the window, I'm told. You put them right out in people's faces. So you can't
walk by without stopping. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, and we sell it for a good price, so there's really no reason not to take one and try us out. but we've expanded over time to include.
What's the difference between one of your pastries and a glazed donut? I mean, help me here.
Okay, so the first thing that will probably pop out would be not nearly as cloyingly sweet. So mm-hmm. still sweet, but not.
Not crazy.
Not rot your teeth sweet. Right?
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. So we do a variety of different things, a lot of fruit fillings, a lot of
I like fruit fillings.
Cinnamon.
That works. So. You didn't bring any samples with you today. You're bringing some to the library tonight, but you didn't bring any today.
I did bring some.
You did bring some today?
So when you visit
staff
the green
room. Staff
is
holding out on me. Yeah. See, they're all eating it right now. I'm in here working. Everybody's holding out here on me. Yeah, okay.
So we have that part of it. And then I probably have like every imported beverage from Mexico you could ever want to try, like, you know, in a fridge, single serve for you to have with your lunch or your dinner. We serve burritos, tacos, tortas, gorditas, tamales, menudo.
So you're doing lunch and dinner too?
And breakfast. We open at 5:30 in the morning. So
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What kind of crowd do you get at 5:30?
We get a lot of like blue collar types, guys that work outside, you know, guys and women, I should say, you know, that either have like an early shift, you know, maybe they work at a hotel or something. They go in at 6 in the morning. They come in, get a couple burritos, one for breakfast, one for lunch. And there you go.
You're all set.
Yeah, it's like a Chipotle style. You know, you have like a steam table in front of you and you get to pick your filling.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the moral of this segment is the host is the last to enjoy the benefits of these programs. It's just the way it goes around here. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Donovan Mouton emailed us this as chair of the Housing Authority of Kansas City, Missouri. We support the change and welcome the partnership among the neighborhoods and businesses for improvement and transformation along the boulevard. It is the basis of our $30 million request to HUD, Choice of Neighborhood Initiative, focused on housing, education, and people and neighborhood transformation. Right, Bobby? That's going on right now.
Yes, it is. And it can be a game changer for mm-hmm. the historic Northeast area.
If this happens, what would it mean? What happens then? $30 million, what would it go?
It brings housing. It brings
housing closer to the avenue to help drive traffic.
Help spur that that business on the avenue. It brings some marketing to the avenue. It brings some more safety element to the avenue and throughout the neighborhoods. It really will be an amazing opportunity for the entire Northeast.
And what are the prospects for you guys getting this $30 million? Do you have any feel for it?
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. We are in the we're in the top nine.
Okay.
There were 31 applications throughout the United States.
And we're down to nine.
Down to nine, and they're going to choose five of those nine.
So the odds have improved considerably.
Yes, they have. So we're...
Do you have any sense, any winks and nods from anybody at HUD who might be saying, yeah, you got a good shot at this?
We haven't seen any winks and nods, although we're doing as much cheerleading as we can within our own community, because it is going to be so good for us.
Mike, how big of a deal would this be?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. I mean, most of my employees live and work in the same neighborhood. So, you know, to be able to bring more quality people in, have good housing, have all that, things that Bobby said, would be fantastic for everybody that lives and works in the area.
You guys are doing a good job selling all this. It sounds like it's getting towards lunchtime and I'm getting hungry. Lindsay from Northeast Kansas City, welcome to the show.
Hi. Steve, I just wanted to say that I just moved to the Northeast in April, and how much we love the neighborhood and how much it's grown even since we've been here. And it seems like people in the community are really coming together and trying to make it a better place. So it makes me very proud of our community.
Why did you move there, Lindsay?
We moved here for an older house. We bought an older Victorian house and we love it. So just trying to restore the area and just some of the historic areas in Kansas City that are beautiful that are being torn down.
How close to the avenue are you?
We're very close, about a half a block.
Half a block. And how much work do you have to do on your house?
A lot. I'm actually outside painting the deck right now, so or staining it. So it's never ending. I was going to ask, I had heard of some developers coming in from like Chicago and different areas that were working on the avenue to bring businesses in. And I was going to ask if they knew anything about that.
Bobby, what about businesses from folks in Chicago?
The Chicago folks that I'm aware of are associated with the $30 million Housing Authority contract and doing some possible building from in the area of, I want to say, west of Prospect.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for everything you've done for the Chamber of Commerce and the businesses and everything. So thank you very much.
Yeah, Lindsay, thanks for calling. We're getting some requests for the location of your bakery, Mike.
It is 3430 Independence Avenue. It's about a block east of Benton Boulevard.
Okay. And Bobby, we're talking about the avenue here. We're talking about Independence Avenue from where to where?
From the Paseo to Newton to 435. Independence Avenue, the entire 3.2-mile stretch, has hidden gems through the entire length of the avenue.
That's great. I love stuff like that. Pia from Leawood. Pia, good morning.
Good morning. I was just asking to Mike if they do special orders for like tres leche cakes, and do they do tres leche cupcakes for weddings and that kind of thing?
We do make tres leches cakes every day, but we also do accept orders. We've typically stayed away from quinceañeras and wedding cakes, but if it's something like a cupcake or something like that, I think we could probably work something out for sure, yeah.
Oh, perfect. We love your space, so thank you so much. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Pia, thank you very much. Let's go to my buddy Elizabeth from Kansas City, Missouri. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for letting me come in.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I wanted to put it out there. You're aware of my two nonprofit bike shops.
And they've been very helpful, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're considering putting our third nonprofit bike shop somewhere on Independence Avenue to serve the immigrant and refugee populations.
Great idea.
Residing there. Anyone out there that knows of a great location for us to consider, we want to be there.
Bobby, this is a great group. Any recommendations for Elizabeth?
I can sure get back with her and identify some spaces that may be coming available soon.
Okay.
Excellent. I just want to make sure you know what we do. We provide bikes and bike safety training to people of low income, and we certainly know the power of a bicycle to change the landscape and move people in high-density areas.
Yeah, Elizabeth, don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, but Danny Alexander, our producer, is going to get your information and then give it to Bobby once we get off the air here. So just hang on, okay?
Okay, thanks, Steve.
You bet, yeah. Well, let's hit the concerns here just right on the sweet part of the bat here, Bobby. Lots of concern over the years about lots of prostitutes along the avenue, lots of concerns about crime. What's happening on those fronts as you move forward?
The Independence Avenue Community Improvement District has really prioritized the crime and grime, and particularly, starting one with the grime, picking up the debris from the avenue.
I'm told every Saturday morning there's a group of volunteers who are out walking around, picking stuff up.
There's always a group of volunteers walking throughout the Northeast because everyone is so proud of where they live and want it to shine.
Yeah.
We have some Avenue Angels. We refer to Titan Service, Titan Protection. They are Avenue Angels that are funded by the CID, and they do service the avenue from 8 in the morning until 11 at night. They document any activity that's going on. They address trespassing issues. They have certainly done a great service for the avenue over the year and a half that they've been there with us.
So if folks are listening to this and they're interested and they want to drive down the avenue, are they going to see prostitutes along the streets when they drive down or not?
You're going to see a few prostitutes there, just as I know I'm going to see some in Mission when I head there from here.
I don't see prostitutes in Mission, Bobby.
Yeah.
Do you?
Absolutely. You just don't know what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for it, I guess. Yeah, I'm getting too old. Leslie tweeted this, driving down Independence Avenue is like going to a whole different city. So many cultures. Thanks for showcasing it. Samuel tweeted us this question. How do you keep transition and opportunity from becoming gentrification, driving up property values, and driving folks out? Any sense, Bobby?
We try to really focus our efforts with the immigrant and refugee business operators and allow them to grow into that space, into that community. And that, I think, is what keeps them from being driven out. You and I promoting and supporting their businesses, allowing them to grow, as has El Paso del Norte.
Yeah. Back to some calls. Gene from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, Gene.
Oh, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead.
I was calling I'm an exterminator in the area, and I do a lot of work along Independence Avenue, and the area has grown a lot and changed a lot over the last 10 years. And places like Boulevard Bakery, who's been there for a long, long time, has some of the best food. I mean, if you love, and I know you got another baker on right now, but Boulevard Bakery is just tip-top.
Is that a rival?
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you guys for having me on, and thanks for reviving Independence Avenue.
Yeah, you bet, Gene. I'm glad you called. What else needs to happen, Mike, to make the avenue even better?
I think actually getting more businesses to take advantage of some of the programs that the CID and the Northeast Chamber of Commerce are offering. There's like a facade rebate program that we're joining. We've been approved, working on it right now. It's basically trying to beautify the street even more. So, bringing up our stores to match, I think, what we want the perception of our neighborhood to be. And I think doing that and then just continuing to work together and try to, solve as many problems together as we can is probably the best way to go.
It's all good. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. Bobby Baker again speaks at 6:30 tonight at the Central Branch of the Kansas City Public Library, 14 West 10th Street. You want to get more information about that, just go to the library's website, right, Bobby?
Yes. Also, I'd like to invite the world to come out and tour our area on September the 12th. We are having an international taste and tour. It's an event that the Northeast Chamber hosts.
Okay.
Come out and see us. It's a great opportunity to see it all in one place.
Bobby Baker, Northeast Kansas City Chamber of Commerce President, Michael Iniguez, co-owner of El Paso del Norte. Thank you both very much for coming on. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
You bet.